Dear Lisa, some advice as you set out on your change of career from actress to playwright. Not that you'll listen. You have so far spent 0 hours paying attention to the wisdom of those older and more experienced than yourself, with the exception of the charismatic Texan communist tutor you met at the City Lit during your week off from the National Theatre. You won't know this yet, but Bill Ash will be beside you for many years. He will tell you, amongst other things, that you are a born writer. Keep hold of this affirmation, you will need it. There will be those who are envious of you, those who don't care for your politics or your kind of writing, and those who just plain don't like you. And some of them will inflict wounds that take your breath and your confidence away. Get angry and don't let them ruin your career. Your confidence is all you have, and it is your job to protect it so that you can continue to write. Try not to be afraid. You will survive, and may find those surprise repeat fees down the years to be a significant balm. Do not allow comparisons. Only you write like you do, and envy will gnaw your creative heart out. Good work is a joy whether it's yours or other people's, and it's what will keep you proud to be a writer. When you find directors who make your work sing, treasure them. They do not come past your door every day, and in trusting them, you will find you are capable together of more than you dreamed possible alone. Memorise your moments of triumph. They won't come when you necessarily expect them, such as first nights. They are for actors. Your part is done. But out of the blue. Could you imagine now that one day a talented young black writer will approach you and she'll say, "Your play was why I became a playwright." Have several projects on the go at once and never say no, even if you have to work all night. If theatre turns you down, turn to TV, radio, a novel, and then back again. Nothing is wasted. Collaborate with other creatives, such as designers and musicians. It widens your vision and it's much more fun working together. But be wary of those who want to direct or edit your work by committee. If it feels like a gang, it probably is. Try and keep a sense of proportion. Your work will sometimes fail to please, but that does not make you worthless. Get someone else to read your reviews and only show you the good ones. The bad will stay with you forever and won't help what you're writing now. Remember the freelancer's motto. Something will turn up. And that nobody made you become a writer. You chose this life. You know what? It was a good choice.